Yellow, yellow, yellow. This is Trash Takes P podcast. Hopefully going to be presented by the five. You know, obviously this is a warm up, man. Avoid the background noises because, you know, I'm outside and there's no real peace around here. So, yeah, it's been an interesting week. We're slowly approaching the NFL draft. Baseball just started. Basketball winning the regular season. The playoffs around the corner. And, you know, just going to get into some footnotes and see what's been going on, because some of our expectations have been, you know, kind of bended. You know, Lakers got nicked up to the point to where they're not even going to the playoffs. You know, like LeBron James, you know, best player in the world. We knew he was injured. You know, whoever really knew his injury when it comes to the grind, you know, we knew that that was going to take quite a while, but he rushed, instead of 6 months, he rushed back in 6 weeks, which, you know, obviously it's commendable to him, but, you know, whether it's him or the organization or his camp, they gotta cut this crap about, you know, saving that he's drastically injured until, you know, the season is up. It's like, yo, like, you didn't see Kobe do that when he was injured. He's like, yo, this is my injury and either I'm gonna play through it or I won't. Jordan, broken foot, missing 40 games. Like, yo, if I'm gonna play through it, you know, whether I'm not. So, you know, those type of things is really keeps the skeptics about this man, as great as he is, as great as his career resume is, keep being on him, you know? Like, you know, just cut the crap at the end of the day, especially since that's the season we're waning down with. He would have been a, because we all predicted them to be at least, what, maybe a fifth seed at most, but we knew they wasn't beating nobody past the second round. If they did sneak into the Western Conference, like, Western Conference Finals, like, we know they're getting washed. It's not a problem. Like, easily getting washed. And it's fine. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed about that. Baseball season. I think the season is wide open. You know, Dodgers, 2 years in a row, they ended up being the Buffalo Bills of baseball. As talented as they are, they probably had a top 10 talented roster for baseball in the past decade, and they've done nothing with it, you know? And then Kershaw, who's supposed to be, you know, the pitcher of the generation, he did nothing, you know. It's, I can't even, the correct comparison would have been Peyton Manning, but it's like, damn, Peyton Manning went out on top. Like, as much as a failed postseason career he had, like, at least he has two from two different organizations, you know, even though he got carried by the defense. But Kershaw can't even give you that. It's like, every time when it's money time, this man throws it all the way. And, you know, it's just nothing to expect from them anymore. You know, they're done. You know, their window is very tight. They don't do anything within this year or next year. You know, nobody's trying to hear from them. Not at all. So who would be the favorite this year? I don't know, man. You know, I'm biased because I'm a Yankees guy. But, you know, we got to get our pitching together, as far as I know, and people healthy, period, if we're going to really go for a shot at this. Because Red Sox has never repeated as of recent memory. So I'm not really worried about that. So there definitely will be a new winner this year. I just can't pinpoint at the moment right now. So we're going to come back to it. NFL is concerned, you know, I'm a Giants fan. So I'm obviously heartbroken about this Odell trade scenario. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I don't know why people keep thinking he's like this diva or whatever. Sure, his body language be kind of crazy. And, you know, his passion and whichever. But, you know, in terms of off the field, he's done nothing really wrong except for what, go to Miami before a playoff game. Like, sure, you know, and I already said so myself. I'm like, listen, if you go and do this, you better win that playoff game, otherwise they are itching to come at you. And of course, it's one of the worst games of his goddamn career. You know, fucking 4 catches, 36 yards, and like no real impact facing Green Bay that year. So, you know, hopefully he gets a, you know, a revival in Cleveland. It's definitely when it comes down to staying healthy, because he's clearly an impact player. Like, you know, he's arguably the superstar of the league. So, you know, we need to really see what's going on with that. There's, you know, plenty of topics that I want to go to address, whether it's this new Porzingis allegation, whether it's the NCAA tournament. You know, Duke, they keep passing and surviving by the skin of their teeth. But, you know, it's just a demo, man. And we'll see how that goes. That's Trash Takes P.